Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
I guess this is so that the theme park Disney California Adventure just reopened. That's right. You can pay $75 to walk around the park and buy stuff, but none of the rides are running. The CEO of Disneyland was on the news to talk about it. Check it out.
We're certainly going to be operating under some significant capacity constraints, but there are still plenty of things you can do at the park, like pretend the urinal is Splash Mountain, practice waiting in line. Invent your own ride by getting strangers to spin around in circles with you. Stand in the hot sun for 6 hours looking for shade. And have the kids pose with Mickey and Goofy on their smoke break.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Is that true about the no rides, or is that just a setup for a bit? They're not open without rides.
I don't know. No, wait a second. I read the other day where you're not allowed to scream on any of the rides, including the California Screamin' Roller Coaster. Which is just too fun.
Oh, like California Dreamin'. I get it. That's very clever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even catch that. I like the way a number of counties, this is in California, because my local county just went to the orange tier from the red tier, which was a purple tier.
Congratulations.
But the schools still aren't open. I like the way schools have become a lagging indicator. The last thing you're going to open, as opposed to the first thing, is the freaking school educating your kid. Unbelievable.
Wall Street Journal, major article today. Schools have been open for months. Some schools, here's what they learned. I will tell you again, the conclusion is, if your school ain't open, it's for bad reasons, and the teachers' unions don't even look at your kids as humans. They're just commodities. They're just widgets to be moved in and out and money to be made. Love teachers, hate teachers' unions. Anyway. So this article in the Wall Street Journal, super interesting. Parents, cities, teachers in many places continue to wrangle over how to reopen their schools. Meanwhile, teachers and administrators whose buildings have been open for many months have come to some hard-earned conclusions about how to make it all work. Masking, ventilation, distancing, regular testing when possible. Simple as that. They also point out that some of the once lauded tactics, such as daily temperature checks and deep cleaning of surfaces, have become lower priorities, meaning don't even bother. They've also learned that teachers, not the students, are likely the primary transmitters of the virus in grade schools, that children are likely most at risk during lunchtime, and that tools such as portable air cleaners and carbon monoxide monitors can help. That's all about ventilation. Good ventilation really helps avoid the disease. It's practically impossible to get the COVID in good ventilation or outdoors. They mention hybrid learning, for example, where students split time between the classroom and home may actually be riskier in some cases than full-time in-person classes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because kids are potentially exposed to more people, they're in different environments, and it's likely fine for the students to be 3 feet apart from each other instead of six, something the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted when they changed their guidelines on Friday. We talked about that then. Long story short, the teachers aren't getting it from the kids. The teachers might be giving it to the kids, but the kids are fine anyway. Virtually no deaths among young kids. Those that happen obviously are a tragedy. We're not discounting that. But statistically, it's practically zero. Now, they mention in a very measured statement The knowledge, all that stuff I was saying, along with a speedy vaccine rollout, could mean most places will be back to full-time in-person classes by the fall.
By the fall. Oh, my God. Most places will be back to full-time in the fall.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So they profile a couple of different school districts, including Marietta City Schools in Marietta, Georgia. They went wide open. Everybody was fine. They had a couple of outbreaks. If anybody got the vid, they isolated the kids in the class. They would stay home for 2 weeks and remote learn. Then they would come on back. Everybody was fine. There are no cases of big, nasty, dangerous outbreaks. And where outbreaks occurred, it was often... They traced it back, and I could bore you with the science, but it's interesting and pretty sound. It was often on remote learning day, if they had remote learning on Friday, when the teachers would get together in the teacher's lounge. They would give it to each other. They would take off their masks, and they would give it to each other. Teaching little children in schools does not spread the COVID. It does not kill anybody.
So on the COVID, but a different topic, I thought this was a really interesting rundown I came across from somebody I don't know. Let me get into my phone and try to figure this out. And it's the Florida conversation about how Florida did compared to everybody else. And that like I've said many times, I hope there are multiple PhD papers done on this whole thing when it's over. And economists and health experts and mental experts and all these people, we learn something and we have kind of a playbook if we ever need to do this again with some data to back it up.
But this, you know, that might happen, but I bet you won't hear about it because it'll be covered in the blizzard of spin.
Yeah. This guy named Derek Thompson, he writes for The Atlantic. He tweeted this out yesterday, how liberals and conservatives are getting Florida wrong. I think his encapsulation of conservatives getting it wrong is misleading, but here I'll hit it for you. One, liberals and a lot of public health experts were wrong. They predicted COVID would especially ravage Florida, given its YOLO policies, you only live once, and elderly population. Florida, letting you do whatever you want, spring breakers and no masks and going crazy. Restaurants open. But the state is still officially reporting fewer deaths per million than the national average in nearby states. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And then he says this, conservatives are wrong. There's a lot of chest beating about how the Florida economy is kicking ass, but as far as I can tell, its economic performance is kind of like its pandemic performance, much more average than the national narrative would make you think. I would say that that's a huge win. If it turns out Florida's about at the national average for the economy and they didn't shut down, that's a huge win for human beings getting to make their own decisions.
Sure.
So that's a win. It doesn't need to be better. You didn't need to get a better outcome than everybody by not shutting down. If it's the national average for other states that shut everything down, that's fantastic.
Wow, interesting. And that the way that argument is shaded, it makes liberty an opt-in. You've got to decide to permit liberty, as opposed to liberty being an opt-out, and you better have a GD good reason to take away my freedom. That's completely bass-ackwards, the way that's put.
Right. My conclusion, based on the data that he dug up for The Atlantic, would be there was no need to shut down. Look at Florida. They didn't, and they had the same result, better than the national average results of states that shut down a lot more. And their economy was just as good as anybody else's.
Yeah, and better than quite a few.
And you got to live your life and make your own decisions.
Yeah, that's wild. That writer is making you justify living your life, staying open, conducting your business. That's not the way it works, chum. I found this interesting to that topic, a poll done by Emerson College and others. Six television stations surveyed 1,000 Cal Unicornians across the state and asked them, would you eat indoors at a restaurant at this time? It was pretty split. About 44% said yes, 49% said no. Unsure, 7%. Why don't you think about it for a second? Would you eat inside in a restaurant or no?
I don't know. Finish the survey. Come back to this question.
I don't know.
Maybe you'll have clarity then.
I have a minute.
Picture yourself at the door of a restaurant. Would you go in or not? I don't know.
How long do you need before you know?
Yeah, at what point? If I were to sit here on this park bench, what time today do you think you would know?
Would you go? Would you go to an outdoor sporting event at this time? This kind of surprised me a little bit, but we've proved over and over again people have no idea what they're talking about COVID-wise because they've bought a lot of the inaccuracies of the media. But would you go to an outdoor sporting event at this time? 43, yes. 46, no. I would say 100% yes. Absolutely. Right now. The crack of the bat.
Full
the roar
capacity?
Of the crowd.
You'd go to a full baseball stadium right now? I wouldn't.
Full?
I wouldn't
sit
in those seats with shoulder to shoulder with people and somebody right in front of me and right behind me. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. No problem. Having flown back and forth across the country and vid-free.
Well, you just got the vaccine, though. That's an unfair comparison.
Well, no,
You're feeling like Superman.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Trust me. Half of me hurts and the other half I can't feel.
You're wearing a cape, which is a weird tell.
It's flattering for the bigger man. Marge, where's my fat guy hat? No, that had nothing to do with my answer. Just being outdoors, I think you're fine. More than 61% of the younger people said they would not eat indoors, while nearly half of those 50 and older said they would.
But you're at the ballpark, the shuffling through the concourse at the end of the game.
The urinal trough.
The urinal, no troughs, concerns.
Please.
Unmasked, okay.
Yeah, I'd be slightly concerned, but I'd go. I'm slightly concerned about a lot of stuff, but I would still go. Are you planning to get the vid shot? Yes, as soon as it's available, 47%. Yes, but not right away, 12.5%. No, I don't plan to get it, is only 20%, and 20% already have had it. So that is wild. It's 80-20, yes to no. Those numbers have really changed. How would you rate California's COVID-19 vaccine rollout and distribution? 9% said excellent. 34% said good. I'm less interested in that than the, are people going to resume their lives and can we get the economy up and going in America as a whole?
We threw out some stuff about proposed gun laws, the Second Amendment, all that sort of stuff. Mental health. We got a whole bunch of texts on that. I could run through a few of those when we come back. People's attitudes. Pretty much the same as every other time we go through this. I was just looking up at CNN. CNN's reading is that it's unlikely anything of any note will happen on gun legislation, which I'm surprised that they're giving up one day into Biden's speech.
Yeah, wow. If CNN's saying that, that's notable.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just the numbers. Anyway, more on all that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
It's amazing what we're asked to share online.
Online yoga needs our last 2 years of tax returns.
Hey, if we upload our passports, we get extra bacon at the buffet.
Sweet.
It's not that you try to be unsafe.
So I gave your birth date for free parking.
That's how I got this robe.
But every time you give up info and privacy...
I'm sure the site's fine, Mom. They just need a picture of your driver's license.
You may have to give up a little safety, too.
Enter address for free tater tots. It's tot time.
Norton 360 with LifeLock helps keep your digital life safer. With device security, a VPN to keep your Wi-Fi activity private, and identity theft protection. All in one.
Mom! What's your 401k number?
Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year of Norton 360 with LifeLock at norton.com/join. That's 25% off at Norton.com/join.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Out drinking until then.
I know.
That's unhealthy. That's binge drinking.
They're still partying like crazy in Miami. I saw a report, though, there's spring break and craziness going on all over the country. You don't have to go to Miami to get drunk with college kids. I don't know if you're aware of that. If you're a young person, there are all kinds of different places you can do that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're less likely to get your head bashed in, and they don't shut the place down at 8 o'clock at night. We've been doing this show for a long time. There have been a lot of mass shootings in the amount of time we've been doing this radio show.
Sickening.
It is sickening. And the pace sometimes makes you think everything's falling apart. And then it'll go away for a little bit. The pandemic made it go away for a little bit. And we've had two pretty big ones in less than a week, which I hope this isn't a trend to come. But the guy in Colorado, it would seem, based on a number of things I've read, was pretty dang crazy. His sister said he's a nice guy, but his brother said no. He was paranoid. He was scared. He thought everybody was out to get him. He thought his old high school was spying on his phone and his Facebook page, and I mean just stuff like that.
Some old high school bud said he had a serious anger problem, too.
He attacked a kid in high school just randomly out of nowhere and
got kicked off his wrestling team he lost a practice match and flipped out. And
said, I'm going to kill you all and stuff like that. So, you know, he had a number of problems. I wish there were a simple way to keep guns out of the hands of people like this. A certain percentage of the country is fine with taking guns away from everybody to make sure people like that don't end up with guns. That's not going to happen when you have a Second Amendment. But anyway, we throw out a whole bunch of different stuff, and I'll just run through some of the texts that we got on the variety of topics that exist. I think people need to understand that they don't need a gun to commit an act of terror. You can take the gun away. I don't want to bring up any scenarios, but there are all kinds of different ways a lunatic can find of doing something horrible to a whole bunch of people. You don't need a gun. On the idea that being able to personally own a handgun, the Heller ruling from 2008. I lived just three blocks from Seattle's Chaz. The police station had been abandoned, and the cops were all busy. If I had needed to call 911 during that time, there's no way the police have gotten to me in time. This is why I own guns. I was mentioning how, you know, the various protests were going on all over the country, including the city I live by. People were smashing up stuff downtown. I thought, you know, maybe I ought to buy some more ammunition. You never know what's going to happen. And there was a damned waiting period. Well, the crisis is now. Right. And I'm a man with a clean record living in the United States of America with a Second Amendment. So I don't know how that squares. Gun violence could only be eliminated if someone could go back in time and uninvent the gun. Other than that, criminals will always get their hands on firearms to commit crimes, so I'd like to have a gun to protect myself. That's the view of a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school in Southern California in the 80s. We brought our guns to school, and our principal is okay with it as long as we kept them on our cars. That same high school today has a rifle team to this very day, but I'm sure you're not bringing your guns to school. Now we live with an attitude that just, you know, if young people could see a gun, they're just climbing over each other to get their hand on it and kill all their classmates.
Right. Right.
Always this argument, if more people had guns in that store, that guy would not have killed as many people.
Well, that's indisputable. That's absolutely indisputable. The problem is not guns. I understand if you could somehow eliminate all guns, then there wouldn't be gun violence. But that's never, ever, ever going to happen. So shut up about it. What you have to have for the murder to take place is the will to murder.
We were talking about the psychology of it. There's something going on in our culture. It became a possibility, something that you could consider doing. I like that the names aren't being mentioned as much anymore. I'm not seeing the picture as much anymore. We seem to have made headway on that. I wonder if in your psyche, if you're a certain sort of person, just the fact that you did something that is notable is all it takes. You don't even need your picture, your name. I made a dent in this world.
Yeah.
I left a mark.
Mm-hmm.
I left a mark. I'm not completely insignificant. I left a mark in this world. I wonder if that's all it needs to be.
Well, and you combine that with the fact that people are just not as invested in their communities anymore. Their community is virtual, or it's online, or it's their favorite TV show, as opposed to the neighborhood, the church, the civic organization, the rest of it. So the idea that you would commit some sort of horror in your community was just unthinkable because you knew everybody.
And it would be embarrassing. You think of you picture your Boy Scout leader or whatever being so disappointed in you. That could make a huge difference.
Sure, not to mention your family would be humiliated and probably run out of town. You would never do that.
Right.
So it's a complicated stew, man.
God, I would say. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
The Bible is under attack. Last year, California's governor even tried to ban private Bible study groups. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the movement to ban the Bible. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to Christians. Find Newsmax TV on all major cable systems or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Protect your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes. Same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. Morroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
What are you, just like buying $15 hot dogs?
And they sold out their $75 tickets in like an hour, so...
Kids, let's go get a $12 lemonade. Yay!
I don't know if people didn't know that the rides weren't open or if they're cool with that or what, but...
I mean, there's stuff to look at, but I don't know. I'm the wrong guy to ask. I hate crowds, so Disneyland freaked me out. I haven't done the Florida one since I was a little kid. Epcot and all that stuff.
I've never been to a Disney property.
Wow. Wow. Do you just hate happiness or what? It's the happiest
place
on earth.
That kind of explains your disposition a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean, what he said. Yeah. Oh, speaking of laughter, listen, this is a bit of an audible at the line. Omaha, Omaha. Give me freaking Kamala Harris, would you? Clip number 50.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
That nervous laugh of hers is so weird.
I've known more women than men that do that, but I've known a few people in my life that just, if they're nervous, they laugh. And it's weird until you figure that out, that's what's going on. I knew somebody I was friends with. It took me a while to figure out, are you crazy? Or no, it's just if it was a pressure situation, they would laugh. And Hillary Clinton had that. Kamala Harris has got that.
No, Hillary's was different, I think. Hillary's was an effort to seem human.
She was like the Joker, not the fun Joker, the scary Joker.
Well, her polling had showed that people thought she was an evil ice queen, and so she was trying to humanize herself. You remember that? There was one week where she would laugh on all of her appearances, and it was clearly she had a note card in front of her. Remember to laugh as if you're human. But Kamala does that all the time. It's off-putting. Hey, Kamala, don't you think you should go to the border? Hey, there are thousands of kids in a facility built for 250. That's a humanitarian nightmare, Kamala. Don't you think you should have a plan? Even liberal news is saying you should have a plan. America's greatest comedian, Kamala Harris. That little girl. She's the Dr. Hibbert of American politics.
Little kids are sleeping on the floor.
Parents, desperate parents are throwing their kids across the border. Where were we? Ah, yes, that's right.
Did you have to tease something?
Oh, that's right. I'm such an idiot. Sorry. Next hour.
Joe, you're doing great.
Nah, I'm an idiot. Trust me. I've known me longer than you have, Sean. Hour number three of the show. Blockbuster feature. If you can't listen live, grab the on-demand podcast later at armstrongandgetty.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Everybody from the president to the pope and in between is talking about income inequality. What you are hearing is largely fictional. Never mind what policies should be passed in response to it. The question as to whether it exists, you've been lied to.
I just came across this breaking news out of the Chicago news area. Peoria, Their schools named after Thomas Jefferson, Calvin Coolidge, and Charles Lindbergh to be renamed. See, there's another.
My God.
There's another school named after Thomas Jefferson that can't continue. That's something.
That's just so stupid. You people are stupid. You leaders in Peoria, you are ignoramuses. You have a child's understanding of history and not a very nice child either.
Anyway, more on that later.
Of course, I'm a little bitter. I interviewed for a radio job in Peoria. I think it was like trying to get my first job in the industry. They wouldn't have me.
So the question of will he play in Peoria was no. The answer was no.
Mm-mm.
So latest approval ratings out from Reuters. Biden's still enjoying a bit of a political honeymoon. His net approval rating is about plus 14 in terms of being upside down or not. The immigration issue could bog him down, though. 65% of Americans in the recent Reuters poll approved of the president's handling of the pandemic, 65%. I think it's just one of those things are getting better, so president's getting credit.
Right,
or not.
Largely just continued the Trump policies.
But anyway, so 65% on that number, he's got to be happy with that. 52% said the same regarding the economy. On immigration, Biden in the red at 41%. And this poll was taken, the end of it was several days ago. And it's much worse now, and the media is much more on it now. So he could go way low. If it's at 40, in the low 40s now, he could be in the 30s or 20s in a matter of no time on the immigration issue.
Yeah, I haven't taken in as much lefty media the last several days. I've had a couple of projects I'm doing around the house. You've been watching, though. Like, ABC's gone pretty big on the border, right?
Yep, ABC is covering it in full. A lot of people are. So, well, it's a horrific, it's a tough situation.
Yeah. All right, complete change of topic here. Sports star accused of multiple counts of sexual harassment, sexual assault. When you hear these stories, I do it, you do it, everybody does it, you can't help it. As you hear it laid out, you try to figure out, is this legit or not? And I'll tell you, this one's kind of tough. Deshaun Watson is the quarterback for the Houston Texans. Terrific football player. He's been accused by 13 women since last week of sexual harassment, mostly massage therapists who are alleging he touched them, one at a time, obviously, with his penis, exposed himself.
That's a kink.
Harassed a woman trying to get her to perform oral sex. Here's another, touching her with his penis, making sexually suggestive comments, et cetera. On and on and on it goes, okay? So 13 different lawsuits against him now, all filed by one attorney, which is interesting, although he says he's just put out the word, if Deshaun Watson has done this to you, give me a call. Now, Watson has, some of the accusations are being given to law enforcement. They're going to investigate. Watson has denied any wrongdoing and said that he had rejected a baseless six-figure settlement demand, and this is about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Huh.
So he's done the full-on, no, I didn't, and I will clear my name. He said, quote, I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy, so.
No, I don't either. I wonder if this lawyer will have some sort of press conference where a bunch of tearful gals will talk about Deshaun Watson, introducing them to little Deshaun.
Is he the guy that played down in Florida and had these kind of situations down there, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, you're thinking...
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll have to see how that one unfolds. I do not know. Jack, you might be interested in this. You're longing for a tattoo, but you have the wisdom of an older man realizing what seems like a good idea today doesn't always seem like a good idea tomorrow.
I'm not anti-tattoo. I'm just anti-every idea I've ever had for a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm in the same boat. My daughter and I have talked about getting a tattoo together, but I just can't come up with anything I think is worth inking into my skin. Mm. Or, I think of what I would have done at age 20, age 30, age 40, age 50. It'd probably be a different decision than I would like now.
I can think of the direction I was leaning when I was in my early 40s, and I would not like that idea now. So,
Yeah, the only thing I've thought of is some sort of family unit tattoo with initials or something of my kids.
Of course, if it's not somewhere where anybody's going to see it, it doesn't really make any difference.
So what I went with ultimately was just an anchor. And I had them do the anchor so it immediately was faded and blotchy looking like I'd gotten it on a Navy ship in the 40s. But the reason I bring this up is there's this New York tattoo parlor scheduled to open later this month that says the ink they use will fade in about 15 months.
Oh, cool. So it's a one-year tattoo.
It's unlike traditional tattoos where the ink is designed to resist being broken down by the body, the inks they use are designed specifically to break down over time.
Yeah, what a great idea. I'm surprised that nobody thought about that before.
For now, black is the only type of ink available at the parlor, so they'll have to do it with fades and grayscales and stuff like that. But artists say they can get similar effects by stippling or cross-hatching the ink into the design. Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I could see getting a tattoo that's only going to last about a year.
The New York Post interviewed the owner of Red Rocket Tattoo in Manhattan about the new type of ink, and he clearly wasn't a fan. It's totally against what tattoos stand for. The permanence, the commitment, the rebellious spirit, he said.
Okay.
Everyone in my age group is going to laugh at this and say it's not for strong people. It's not the real deal.
All right.
Apparently unaware of the irony of saying everyone in my age group and rebellious. Anarchists of the world unite.
I'm not sure how rebellious, upper class chicks at expensive colleges, all of them have them. I'm not sure how rebellious it is at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it was Michael J. Fox once said, not having a tattoo is my tattoo.
Yeah, I think you stand out more for not having a tattoo right now.
Yeah, I think so. A couple of my kids have tattoos, and they're both actually, well, my son's a little wacky, but my daughter's the tattoo is really cool. She's got a couple of them. They're really neat, but I'm not anti. I just haven't chosen to get one.
For a tattoo that's just a year, I might go full neck tattoo then.
Wow. What are you going to go with?
Spider web all the way around my neck.
Oh, yeah. Teardrop.
I'm probably end up in fights all the time. I don't want to do that.
No. Make yourself look like a real bad A. You got the bald head. You just go with the whole, I'm a... Of course, you've been mistaken for a white supremacist a couple of times.
That's funny. I told that story yesterday. I'd never told my wife that story of when the Nazi tried to recruit me at the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and she thought I was unbelievably slow to pick up on what was going on. She probably thought, my wife said, he probably thought, we don't want him. He's not, you're awful dumb for a Nazi, is what he was thinking.
I'm sorry.
You might be a Nazi, but you're not an idiot.
You're just not neo-Nazi material.
You are a moron.
Nazi Germany.
You're a Nazi and a moron.
Listen, I've done everything but ask you, do you like Hitler and would you like to be a Nazi? And you just haven't picked up on it.
But I explained to her, it's because I've had two encounters in the library, and that was the second one. The only other one was a gay guy hitting on me. So my first thought was, this guy is a gay guy hitting on me. It
right.
took me a while to catch on that he was a Nazi and trying to recruit me to the Nazi party, not, man-on-man love. He wasn't trying to recruit me to that.
Two totally different parties.
Oh, very different.
Although, actually, the original Nazi party, there was quite a bit of the other thing
that's
going on,
funny.
Too.
I told my wife that. A lot of the original Nazis were gay, so.
Well, I might as well have just been there, part of the conversation. Yeah. I missed it. Coming up, more on the great work disruption that COVID has been. People working at home remotely, will it continue? To what extent will it continue? Are people happy, unhappy? Really interesting and counterintuitive stuff. We'll get to that. The income inequality lie, all sorts of good stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, everybody, Armstrong and Getty here. And if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again.
That is how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe.
It's the kind of thing that is so easy to do. You can do it during a Netflix binge or watching the game or listening to a certain radio show if you like.
SimpliSafe is incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong and you can easily choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of the experts.
It'll get get to your house in about a week, which means by this time next week, you and your whole family can go to bed knowing your home is being guarded.
It's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not, and it's worthwhile to talk about it.
And SimpliSafe is a small, easy step to make sure everyone feels safe at home. So go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Later in the Armstrong and Getty Show, I don't know what hour we're going to get to it yet, probably hour three. This white people are evil by nature narrative that seems to be so comfortable for a lot of the media could end in disaster. Is nobody worried about this?
I people who get swept up in a cult don't think about the outcomes.
My God.
They don't think about the damage that can be
done. My God, the history of that sort of thing. But anyway, I don't want to get off on it now. We'll talk about it hour three.
Yeah, it is amazing, and some major publications are engaging in it, too. It's just, it's sick. This is interesting to me. Oh, the great lie of income inequality next hour. Stay tuned for that. But Microsoft did a gigantic survey of tens of thousands of people in 31 countries about working and remote work and that sort of thing. This is unintentionally hilarious. This is Microsoft now, right? I'm looking at this study on a PC running Windows, and this web page won't lay out correctly. I can't read the whole thing. It's just too much. But conclusion number one, flexible work is here to stay. Employees say they want the best of both worlds. Over 70% want flexible remote work options to continue. And 65% are craving more in-person time with their teams.
What percent?
65%. That's right. I should, you know, we discovered this years ago, but we failed to implement it 90% of the time. Say what you're talking about before the number, because the number's not the least bit interesting till you know what someone's talking about. Here's the way it ought to go.
30% of you will be dead by the end of this hour. What was that percent again?
66, I'm sorry, the percentage of business decision makers who are considering redesigning physical spaces for a new hybrid environment is two-thirds. I'm kind of surprised it's just two-thirds. Well, I suppose if you're running a hamburger joint, you're not.
I would just think from a cost-cutting standpoint, businesses have got to be seeing dollar signs everywhere about having less office space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, a high percentage of workers, 65% say, nah, we ought to be physically together sometime. I would agree. I think that's very important.
So we've heard a lot about people are actually more productive from home. And a lot of businesses, I'm sure, thought, okay, so I can get a little bit of office space and people are more productive. Some of that, especially in bigger cities, is because you get like an extra 2 to 3 hours a day where they could work. Even if they spent half of that time working and half of that time loafing, everybody wins in that situation.
Right.
But will that continue, or will there be an evening out over time? Will people continue to be more productive from home?
That's a good question. That's a perceptive question. I congratulate you. I do not know the answer.
Thank you very much.
Conclusion number two that they
is
came
that
up
sort
with.
Of praise is the only thing that keeps me going.
Conclusion number two, leaders are out of touch with employees and need a wake-up call. Many business leaders are faring better than their workers. 61% of leaders say they are thriving right now. 61%. Which is 23 points higher than those without decision-making authority. Wow. They're also reporting better relationships with colleagues than their workers. They feel better about leadership. They're earning higher incomes.
Also, as we've talked about, and this has got to be true, forming a team that never meets of people that don't know each other has got to be completely different than a team that has been working with each other for years all of a sudden. Managing from home. Those are two completely different things.
Yeah.
So how do you establish those relationships without them being around each other all the time? I don't know how that works.
I don't think you can. I think that's extremely hard to do. You will never have the same sort of relationship.
Can you imagine coming in being the new guy someplace?
My daughter just went through this very thing.
You're the new guy someplace in when everybody's working remote. Everybody else knows each other. How would you get to know anybody? They would. That'd be so weird. You'd feel like such a third wheel outsider sort of person.
Yeah, and without revealing too much, she got a great opportunity and is going to move on from what she's doing right now. And she wrote a very nice letter, blah blah blah, explaining that, and got back. Yeah, okay, go ahead. More or less. Which is just so weird. And she's kind of hurt by it, honestly. Let's see, another conclusion I wanted to get to.
To be young when you cared about those sorts of things.
Bitter
like when you're older and they don't care if I'm leaving. I don't care if they don't care. I mean, everything's fine.
F me, F you.
Exactly.
High productivity, Jack, is masking an exhausted workforce. Let's see, how many respondents said their employer doesn't care about their work-life balance? 1 in 5. That's it.
What?
They don't care. 54% feel overworked. 39% feel exhausted. Yeah. I feel exhausted right now.
Yeah, but are those numbers much different than they were 5 years ago?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, again, and very perceptive. Everybody agrees they're spending too much freaking time in meetings.
Yeah, well, that's always been true, too.
Yeah, yeah. The average meeting has gotten 10 minutes longer than it was in person. And in person, it was insufferable.
Really? Meetings have gotten longer on Zoom?
Yeah. Huh. Nobody wants to wrap it up, I guess. I do.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.